So would you say that when they are applying for a waiver, that this would be another gender category? Because you mentioned, you know, they apply for a waiver as a transgender female. Is that then a separate category than male and female that you're using in the other context?
No, they would be considered a female if they were granted this waiver. They're participating as a female. There's not a third category notated within there. And it goes the other way as well. We have some who are participating as transgender males. They're listed as male.